Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
No score. 8:31 to go in the first half. Chiefs fake a handoff to Pacheco. Mahomes loads up with time. Works the right side. It's caught and caught out of bounds, inbounds, but then pushed out of bounds by Kelce on an over route of 31 yards. And Mahomes with all kinds of time, drifting left, throwing all the way back to the right. Kelce back-to-back catches for 42 yards.
Second down and 8 for the Chiefs. Mahomes in the pocket, pump faking. Twice, throws it late, caught! Left side, Rice, angling, touchdown! Kansas City, an 18-yard touchdown pass. And Rashee Rice finds the end zone again. With 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks, and the Chiefs have broken it open, 27-7.
Pacheco, the running back, shading to the right side guard position, and Mahomes to the short side of the field. Mahomes takes the snap at his left knee, keeping the feet alive. Sings it late for the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown! Kansas City!
And Travis Kelce with the catch now ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history.
That's an insane stat. More so because of Travis Kelce's been here for, what, 13 seasons?
Yep.
Mahomes was here for some change. And Travis Kelce has now tied Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history.
It's more impressive to me about what Priest Holmes has done, though, because he did that in 3 years.
That's insane.
And that's nothing against Travis, obviously. It shows you how good Priest Holmes was. He was obviously running the ball back then, 20-some touchdowns a year. He was catching the ball. Priest Holmes belongs in the Hall of Fame. Compare his numbers to Terrell Davis, and they're better in just about every single category. Terrell Davis got the championships, right? And that matters when you're looking at Hall of Fame. But Priest Holmes right now may be one of the biggest slights for the Pro Football Hall of Fame for what he did in that 3-year span. He dominated this game. And I want to talk about George Karlaftis before we get to my bonehead for a second, because I know, Mac, you're pretty excited about what George Karlaftis did last night, and I thought he had a really good game. I think this is going to surprise a lot of people when it comes to George Karlaftis, because with 1:45 left in the first quarter, he took down Marcus Mariota for a loss of 3 yards to set up a turnover on downs. Karlaftis now has 4.5 sacks this season and 29 in his career. His 29 sacks tie him for the 11th most sacks by a defensive end since entering the league in 2022. He's a top 10 sacker in this league in his time in the NFL. He's behind, obviously, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, Micah Parsons, I don't know who that is, Hunter, Bosa, Crosby, Hutchinson, Allen, Rashawn Gary, Leonard Floyd, and then George Karlaftis right there, number 11, tied for 11th with 29 sacks in his career in this time span for defensive ends. He's having a good season. He's maybe the quietest player we've seen in this generation of Kansas City Chiefs players.
Did you say what his sack number is this year?
4.5 this year. Okay. Yeah. So he's halfway through the season, roughly a little less than halfway through the season. He's on pace for double-digit sacks.
Great. Yeah, it looked like it last night. He was awesome. He was everywhere.
Yeah, because what did Matt McMullen tell us? 14 sacks this year?
That's what he said. That's what he called? I think it was like, 13 and a half, four, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On pace for 9, 10 sacks
roughly, yeah. I mean, you got another half to go before he truly reached the halfway point of the season.
Could have had two and a half last night.
Yeah, he missed that one. That was one? Like, he's right there. I thought he was going to just crush Mariota.
You should see him coming from the backside. Like, he was...
No.
You got to make that tackle.
Yeah, it was just like
still
there.
You're there. You're getting the pressure.
Yeah, it's there. Just close a little
close
bit
more. Close it. Yeah.
If Mariota does that, we know Josh Allen's just shoop.
Well, and you know you're going to see some sort of differential game plan from George Karlaftis, because even in that Kingdom show that we saw on ESPN, the franchise, whatever that show was on ESPN, I can't remember what the name of it was. I think it was The Kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. And we were watching that. Karlaftis still talking about that game last year in the regular season up in Buffalo, how he just missed that sack. And that's what I thought of last night when he just missed Marcus Mariota. I think this week in Buffalo, George Karlaftis is not going to miss the sack of Josh Allen. I didn't say that. I mean, that's...
Bob's Boneheads.
What? You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm becoming a problem. He's not going to miss Josh Allen's sack this week
in
Buffalo?
No, he's not. He's not. He is definitely not.
Oh, boy.
I got two this week for you guys for the Boneheads of the Week, and they come from one state, in the state of Ohio. And first, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengal defense. You blew a 2-touchdown lead to the New York Jets in the fourth quarter of that game. Meanwhile, with the Cincinnati Bengals, guys, did we predict this season like to a T for Cincinnati? They were going to be good on offense, and they have been good on offense. They can't stop anybody. And now Trey Hendrickson is hurt, and the defensive coordinator that you fired is the DC in Indianapolis, where they're sitting at 7-1 right now, and this team is falling apart at the seams. It's exactly how we planned in Cincinnati. My other bonehead from the state of Ohio, the Browns. And the reason I have the Browns on this list is because they have effed up the quarterback situation of their franchise since the day they signed Deshaun Watson. And I look back now, and this isn't hindsight being 2020. They should have been starting Shedeur Sanders all season long. You knew going into this year the Browns were going to be a terrible, 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 no good football team. You had an opportunity to either start Shedeur Sanders and see what he can do, and maybe he plays well, or you had an opportunity to essentially end the Shedeur Sanders kind of circus that's going on in Cleveland. I mean, we have esteemed NFL reporters that are complaining that Shedeur Sanders didn't even have any first-team reps in practice when a second-team quarterback never, for any team, takes first-team reps in practice because you're getting the first-team quarterback ready. That's where they are right now in Cleveland on this one. They're talking about starting Shedeur Sanders potentially this week. There's a lot of chatter about that one, but they really screwed this whole situation up. A, they could have found a quarterback, or B, they could have rid themselves of what has become a major distraction for them, and that is what's going on with Shedeur Sanders. Not that Shador's the distraction, the media's the distraction for constantly talking about Shedeur Sanders. You could have ended this thing one way or the other, and Cleveland chose to take a romper room approach to this thing. That's why they are ass as a franchise.
Mm. And they lost their defensive end again with the hip injury in the game. Not the Browns, but the Cincinnati Bengals defense. And then, Shedeur, again, out this past week with the injury. If he goes in there and they win the game, is that the chaos you'd like to see?
Yeah.
With Cleveland?
Yeah. I mean, I would let Shedeur play the rest of the way. You literally have nothing to lose.
Mm. I mean, because it's not Dylan Gabriel.
Hell no, it's not.
No.
And it may not even be Shedeur Sanders.
Probably
but at least
not.
Go out there and let's see.
They're on a bye this week, and then we have the Bonehead Bowl in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Browns and Jets.
Let's go.
Browns and Jets, I like it.
That's going to be good.
Ah. Start Shedeur Sanders.
Oof. Shedeur Sanders versus Justin Fields. I am locked in. That's got red zone written all over it. Just like Scott Hansen be like, I don't know what's going on in this game. Nobody had this kind of action happening, but here we are. And Shedeur and Justin Fields just going at it, 1v1. Oh, man, what a... Yeah, it's tough to watch Cincinnati because now Burrow's on the sideline. Every week it's like a different progress thing. They show him now, it's like no boot. You're like, okay, but what does that mean? Like now he's finally out of the boot, so he's got another month until he's back, month and a half. And by then your defense is going to have you eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
I was rooting for our guy Drew because, you know, just like Drew I'm going to root for in the Bengals are kind of irrelevant, so I'm not super scared. But now I am kind of glad that they lost because we can be done with the, well, Burrow comes back, and if they win this many, then there's four games. Like, let's be done.
Yeah.
They're out. It's over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They're cooked. You just want to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes.
Like that's, those are the worst type of seasons as a sports fan. Trying to convince yourself if this happens and that happens, then you're going to be okay. And 99 times out of 100, all that stuff that you need to happen never does.
And that was last year with them, too. Until week 17, we're like, well, they could.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.